Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Austinite Music Podcast with your host, Dusty Vegas.
Got nothing but nothing to live for. Got nothing but nothing to lose. Got nothing but nothing to die for. Got nothing like you. I got a heart of fire. Got a heart of fire. Got a heart of fire. Got a heart of fire.
Hey there, guys and dolls. Thank you for listening to the Austinite Music Podcast. Today, I am featuring Daniel Kalin, who goes by the name of Kai. Now, this guy is an experimental indie rocker, but he enjoys blending his bass sort of classic rock vibe with many, many different types of genres. I mean, you'll see in the podcast, this guy, as we listen to some of his music, has a really great, incredible range. A lot of his music can be sort of country feeling. You just heard that in his song Heart of Fire, the one that we played it here in the intro. It sounded almost like a Johnny Cash sort of feel to it. But as you can tell later, he enjoys blending a lot of sort of bluegrass feels to his music. Sometimes more alternative music creeps up in there. Sometimes it's more melodic and just plain experimental. And it's nice to have an artist on the podcast who appreciates and adapts to the different musical styles that are out there. I mean, in particular, of all his songs, my favorite is the one called Mojo. It has a lot of great picking, and it blends really well with his fiddle, and it's not like anything I've heard before. It's great. And I'm going to play that one, and I'm going to play the whole song at the end of this podcast, because that one is worth more than just a clip that I could play you. In the meantime, though, we can check out a bit of Kai's other work. This one is worth more than a clip as well, but, you know, what are you going to do? Choices have to be made, and so I had to cut it short, sadly. The name of this tune is Far. You check it out and see how he blends the different genres together with his own sort of classic rock feel. So that song is called Far, and in it, Kai sings, he plays the guitar, and he does the keys. And on the drums is another local musician by the name of James Martin. He's a friend of Kai's. And it's easy to see through both these guys, and especially the guitar and the lyrics and the vocals of Kai, that there's a definite classic rock influence in the music. I mean, his song Far that we just heard, I could see being on, I don't know, Led Zeppelin's In Through the Outdoor, something like that, maybe a B-sider. You know, it's got that sort of feel, the slower down-tempo. Or it's something that perhaps the Beatles could have put out in their middle or their later years. That sort of music is Kai's wheelhouse, and he does it really well. You'll be able to tell that streak through all of the different manifestations and musical styles that he plays with. In addition, though, to his musical abilities, he's a poet, which is really, really cool in my book, because it sort of makes sense. I mean, not a whole lot of people out there really devote as much time to their music as they do to their lyrics, or to their lyrics as they do to their music. It seems, at least to me, that people focus on one or the other. They weigh one down at the detriment of the other. And it's nice to see people like Kai, who are both musicians and poets, and they put that together. And you can tell with his music. A lot of his lyrics are really emotionally evocative. Nature plays a really big role in his music. It's a huge metaphor, and he uses it to convey a lot of different meanings. I mean, it could be about change or stability or nostalgia or love. And I just love that sort of poetic musical storytelling that he does so well on this, and that you don't see that very much today. Now, where can you find him if you want to check him out? Well, there's a few different places. First, listen to this song that I put at the end that I mentioned a moment ago. It's called Mojo. And from there, you can just move your eyes down a little bit and scroll, and you will see a link to Kai's Reverb Nation page. That will take you to a website with some more of Kai's work where you can listen to it. It's got a few different songs that are not featured on the podcast. And you can contact Kai directly. So then you can go ahead and ask him, when is he playing another show? Where can you find some recordings of his music? And so on and so forth. And if you like, feel free to tell him that the Austinot sent you. So yeah, there it is, right over there on the right. You're probably looking at it. And that's really it for me. I'm going to send you off this Thursday with the song Mojo. Like I said, my favorite song by Kai. And I hope you enjoy the week. Until next Thursday, be sure to keep Austin weird, everybody. Have a good one.
Forget about you.